Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Do you know how to manage your hormones, or, well, do you understand your hormones, I suppose, first of all? Endocrinologist Professor Mary Ryan is with me here on Lunchtime Live today to try and make sense of them. Mary, how do we achieve good hormone health?
Well, I'll tell you, happy Women's Day first before I forget to wish you a happy Women's Day. Happy Little Women's Day first before I forget. So to manage good hormonal health, it's all about, you know, doing everything right. You have to have the holistic approach, Andrea. So it's a lovely time now to be talking about this in the new year. Everyone has all these resolutions.
Yeah.
And the resolutions
resetting.
Are to eat healthily. Exactly. Resetting, eating healthily. That means 3 good meals a day. That means getting the good amount of protein, which a lot of women don't do, by the way. Eat good protein with your meals. So get your eggs, get your meat, your fish. Loads of your lentils, you know, and the chickpeas. Just get good quality food 3 times a day. Make sure you have enough fibre in it, because fibre helps gut health and gut controls the hormonal health as well. So you need a good diet. You need to be recharging as well, because remember, hormones control everything. So the hormone control centre is on top of the nose. So if that's well recharged, it can balance, because hormones work in a lovely circadian rhythm. So you need to recharge as well, sleep, and you also need to exercise. But exercise is what's right for you. So if you're today at 2 out of 10, take it nice and handy. But if you're a 10 out of 10, go at the way you normally would. So it's about having that a good holistic approach, with the getting the basics right. It's almost like, you know, there's camogie teams, there's hurling teams now looking to train for the All Ireland. But if they don't have the basic skill of being able to hit the ball, forget it. So we have to have the basics and get those right. And if you do fall off the bike, get up again. Don't wait for another month.
I know. Get
sorry,
back.
Andrea.
Yeah. No. I take your point. And I'm wondering, like, how much of this is genetic, Mary, or how much, you know, of our hormones can we control by diet and sleep? Like, is that a big factor?
It's a huge factor. And that's what I've always been saying, that we have so much control over our hormonal health and we don't realise how much so. For example, take your Hashimoto's disease, which is so common in women, which causes underactive thyroid. So once your autoimmune system attacks your organs, like your thyroid, you've got an underactive thyroid for life, or you're sluggish, you're tired, you're lazy. But we can really prevent that by, you know, a lot of times we watch the generations before us. We do exactly what they do. So we overdo it and we overcompensate. And a lot of mothers pass that down to the daughters, believe it or not. Whereas if we can all just pace, rest, recharge, keep the inflammation down, keep the immune system healthy, then you really could reduce an awful lot of immune disease. And, you know, by all means, eat. We're all allowed 2 treats a week. But cut down that processed food. And it's so cheap to eat very good, healthy food. Getting the fibre in, like the porridge, getting your salad in the middle of the day, have your egg. An egg a day is fine. And in the evening, then, your 1 potato, meat, veg. And sweet potatoes are very good for us. They're full of antioxidants. They're also full of fibre.
Right.
Loads of veg. Yeah, and then get your meat or fish and try and get that 2
square meals a day. Back to the...
Yeah, because to get the omega-3. But so we've so much we can do to help hormone health with that basics of the good diet, the good sleep. Meditation is great. Keep those adrenaline down, keep the cortisol level down, relaxation. We all talk about it, but we don't do it enough. And, you know,
I often wonder, though, Mary, is it that, you know, I'm just even from talking to my own friends, and maybe it's my own ignorance, but I don't know that I fully understand it.
Actually getting
your head around, you know what I mean? Like getting your head around your hormones and the impact that, like, they can have on you. And I suppose all of the different things that trigger them, in terms of, I wasn't aware that actually my diet or my sleep was going to have that level of an impact on my hormones.
Yeah. Well, think back on your last holiday, Andrea, when the sun was shining, you had a lovely blue sky, your serotonin levels were fabulous, right? Your cortisol levels were down because you were relaxing, you were lounging on a sun lounger, and you were, you know, you're eating a salad there, hopefully, beside you, and drinking a sparkling water, and maybe a little wine is fine too. And you're lovely and relaxed, and you're feeling really good. You know, so if we are, you know, doing the basics right, we feel great. I mean, I see so many patients that once they change, and we see diabetics as well, but once they change and they change their eating patterns and they change their relaxation to take time for themselves with proper boundaries in place and basically learn to love themselves, they really do feel better and they come back to the 10 out of 10. We see it all the time with the long COVID patients, the post-viral syndrome patients, that becoming exhausted. And with a few tweaks of, you know, lifestyle changes, they really do. Because once you explain to them that hormones come down at a bunch of muscles, or ball muscle, or the heart muscle. So if the hormones are off, we don't sleep right. Hormones are off and the adrenals are overtired and the pituitary is overtired, you've got huge adrenaline, huge cortisol. At 3 o'clock in the morning with high cortisol. So it's all about staying in balance. And the best way to stay in balance is stay in tune with your body. You know, eat basic food, good healthy food, by all means have the treats, but limit them. Make sure you're loving yourself by drinking plenty of water. Of course, you can have your 2 cups of coffee a day, but don't go over that. And then just I always say to patients, try not to eat after 7 if you can. Do the 7 to 7. Try not to eat after 7 unless you're doing a late night job and you can. So, and then go to bed
even
early.
Don't
do the snacking after. No, unless now you're out and you've played a match and you have to. But otherwise, no. That's where that intermittent fasting works really well, because the bowel does very well with that rest from 7 to 7 in the morning. And it really does help with the metabolism. So that's really, really good. But then if you're in bed at 10, half 10, if you can, and then you get up at 7, you know, you're maximizing the light, and light is what drives hormones. And then you have adenosine as well that peaks, and then that comes down and helps us sleep,
I was just going to cut across you, Mary, for a moment, just to ask you that, like, when I hear people talking about going in to get kind of the NCT done at the start of the year, you know, and looking for blood tests and wanting to check their hormone levels, and by the sounds of what you're saying, you don't need to do that. This is something we can manage ourselves at home.
Yeah, well, I like everyone to go in and get their basic bloods done with their GP, so their full blood count, their liver function, make sure their cholesterol is normal under 5, check their fasting glucose, make sure their thyroid is right. It's critical. If women are around perimenopause, menopause, obviously they'll get their estradiol, progesterone checked as well. So I like to be able to have the basic bloods, their blood pressure checked, and make sure all that is okay. If you're overweight, just eat healthily, and take all the advice given, and we get the weight normal. So, but my point is, there's so much we can do ourselves. And if you have, just say you have high blood pressure, you need to be on treatment. Yes, but do the basics right, and it really does help. That's really what I'm trying to get across.
And Mary, if people are looking just finally to get more, you know, just even a better understanding themselves of their hormones, if they're just joining us late today, where would you direct them?
So where was I doing? I have a book called, I'm not flogging the book, but I brought out a book called It's Probably Hormones, 2 years ago now. And that is, I do an Instagram page as well, just to try and educate people on hormonal health. But there's loads of, like, their GPs be well-versed in hormones, as endocrinologists all around the country that are well-versed in hormones. But there's loads of books on hormones as well. But really, the big message I want people to realize is hormones control everything, your mood, how you feel, whether you're sad, whether you're down. They control our periods in women. They control your sleep, to control everything. But we can really help our hormone health by looking after ourselves, by recharging that hormone control center, the pituitary gland, the top of the nose, because that controls everything. And once that's well rested and 10 out of 10, then the hormones are 10 out of 10. And even from a fertility point of view, if I'm trying to get somebody pregnant and she comes into me and she's 3 out of 10, and if she just rests and paces and puts herself first, and the hormones are all fine, and they will come back fine because the stress hormones, the prolactin, come down, then that really helps.
That's a
real chance. Yeah. Well, so there's so much we can do ourselves.
Endocrinologist Professor Mary Ryan. Mary, thanks a million for joining us here to give us a little bit of a better understanding about how to manage or even get our head around our hormones and where to start. Emails lunchtimelivenewstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.